what about the money? That's not what this is about. I needed the freedom, and that's what it afforded me. And then the money came. It's not for me just about money, because I can get paid in freedom.
Hey, fellow nurses, welcome to the best place for you to learn all about nurse coaching. I'm Heather.
And I'm Peter. We're co-founders of the Nurse Coach Collective, where we've helped thousands of nurses find more freedom and fulfillment by training them to become board-certified nurse coaches.
If you want to help your patients prevent, treat, and reverse disease through holistic lifestyle coaching.
If you want something more from your nursing practice, then head on over to nursecoachcollective.com.
Together, we're transforming healthcare one conversation at a time. But for now, let's jump into today's episode. What's up, nurses and nurse coaches? Welcome back to the Nurse Coach Collective podcast. Heather here, and joining me today is nurse coach Karina Hammond. Karina, welcome.
Thank you.
How would you say that becoming a nurse coach has enhanced your role as a nurse practitioner and enhanced your ability to serve people and help people?
It's interesting because people, my patients definitely feel seen and heard more than they ever did before. A lot more tears, a lot more stories that normally, you know, my listening, my ability to sit there and really connect with patients. And because I'm only doing it one day a week, I make the time. I'm late. I'm just always late. And whereas before, it was like this high stress of I'm always late, and then the next day, and then the next day, and then the next day, and endless documentation. And now it's one day of that. And so I get to go in and sit and really listen. My skills as a nurse practitioner have completely shifted. And I see that in the way that they interact with me, because I had a wall up. Like, there's just no time for this. Let's get to the point. You know what I mean? So now I sit and I listen and I give them time, because that's what people need. People need to be heard and they need to be seen. And I get to bring this skill into practice. And like I said, the beautiful thing is that I make time for it now, because it isn't a Monday through Friday thing. It isn't a 40-hour or 60-hour week, let's be honest.
Something that a lot of nurses wonder when they're getting into the field of nurse coaching is like, do I have to have all of my own shit together in order to be able to be a nurse coach, right? Do I have to have all of my stuff wrapped up with a perfect little bow? Do I need to be the perfect picture of health in order to serve and support others on their journey? And so what you're saying is, not only no, you don't have to have it all together, but also the reminder that you are going to be always working on your journey even as you're supporting your clients. And the work that you get to do in these groups with these women is also coming back to be like your continued evolution of growth.
They really appreciate the vulnerability. The first two groups, I showed up as like the leader of the group. And with the third group, I started integrating and being more vulnerable with them and dropping them messages in the group chat, telling them about my day and my experiences. They really enjoyed that connection. So if anything, my vulnerability and honesty of where my setbacks were, you know, with food made them realize like, oh, wow, like she doesn't have it all figured out. We don't have it all figured out, you know? So yeah, you don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be, you know, enough steps ahead that you can help out those who are coming behind you.
Nutrition and diet and food, and I think exercise too fits into that, are almost like the socially accepted things that we're willing to talk about. Our clients are willing to come in the door and be like, I would like to talk about diet and exercise. Please help me with that. And within the Nurse Coach Collective, we often say like, diet and exercise, those are the gateway. Those are the gateway topics to really deep and powerful coaching. And sometimes you have to take what you can get, right? You have to take whatever the person is willing to say, like, hey, I'm ready to work on this. And that's where you start. You meet the person where they're at. And then the more you talk about food and the more you start to uncover and the more you get to those root causes, as you were saying, that's when we get to peel back those layers and find out what's really going on. And maybe then we start focusing on the emotional, the spiritual, whatever the other challenges that are really keeping someone trapped in their cycle or in their boxes.
Yeah. And some people aren't ready. I had a gentleman who just wasn't, like, it was trans, you know, there's a difference between transactional coaching and transformational coaching. And I really... I'm digging on the transformational coaching. And somebody hired me to lose weight. he was only capable of transactional coaching. And I really tried to lead him down the path. And, you know, you meet people where they are. But 6 months in, and much success, I was like, we have to go to a different level here. We're just talking about diet and exercise, diet and plant-based eating and blah, blah, blah. We couldn't even talk about the relationship with his wife, his children. Like, he had a wall up. So it doesn't always work that way. But that was one case where I met him where he was, to the point of as much success. I still think he's going to come back around into my life. I think he needs a pause. But yes, exactly what you just said. People, they come into my space, they start to trust me based on this education that I'm providing. And then we start to peel back the layers. So yeah, and nurses are good at that.
I do want to talk about money a little bit, because this is something that nurse coaches really love to hear about. You were somebody who walked away able to earn $14,000 through your coaching before you even graduated from the Nurse Coach Collective. So I would love to hear more about that. And then I'd also love to hear about, like, let's talk pricing. You know, how do you set up your coaching packages, and what are people really willing to pay you for these services?
Absolutely. My mentor at the time when I graduated, I hadn't added it up. And I did. And I let my mentor know. And she was like, I'm pretty sure that's a record. And I was like, really? That's cool. So yes, we had to do, was it four or six? I forget how many pro bono people we had to do or hours, but I presented to four, we'll say four, I forget. So two out of the four, you know, accepted my back end offer after the pro bono hours. And I had a coach at the time that I paid $3,000 for 3 months. So I was like, she's got some experience, but I'm a nurse practitioner. So I'm going to charge $2,600 to these pro bono clients. And they both paid me $2,600. So I'm still in the collective, and I'm making that. And then there was a bit of a lull. I couldn't really believe it. I saved my first check. And then I went back after we were done and I let her know. I was like, do you know you were my first paid client? She was so excited and like so happy. I didn't tell her at the time. And then December last year was a hit for me, and I was still collected just because people were gearing up for the new year. And I started my program January 1st, so that income came in December. So I started a program while I was still in the collective. I know some people have a difficult time with that. I think, I don't know, I lucked out with it. I created it with my best friend in mind because she has a weight problem. So I knew she'd come in. She brought her sister in. So these were people I knew, and they also knew it was my first program, and I charged half what I charge now. There was that. So I graduate, and I'm like, well, I've already made $14,000, and now I'm going to up my prices because I'm no longer in the program. So I increased the price of the Mindful Eater program to $1,100. So it's $1,100 for the 8 weeks, $3,000 for 3 months, and then just double it, $6,000 for 6 months and $12,000 for the year. So yeah, people pay it. Currently, I currently have one 6 month contract and two 3 month that I'm running one-on-ones with, and that's not food related. Those people are one's a massage therapist who wants assistance building her business, and you know what I do? I back end offer my mindful eaters. So this was new. I had this thought. They've already paid you $1,100. Why would you ask them for more money? And then I was like, oh my God, Karina, they see what coaching is. You've introduced them to coaching. These aren't healthcare professionals. They're just people. So then this last round in September, I back-end offered with a $500 discount on my three-month package, and one of the five took it. And so that's, I've just come up with this, right? And I'm sure in your world, you're probably like, of course you would do that. But my brain stopped me from asking for more money from these people. But when they understand the support, and like, I'm such a believer, I feel I will probably always have a coach. Like, my coach gets me to the next level. And I think when my mindful eaters see, like, oh, wow, what it's like to be seen and heard and where that growth and support takes you. So those are my packages. That is my pricing. And that's how I'm running a successful business. And it's referral based. So my mindful eaters, you know, will tell other people about, I ask them, you know, I say, can you please tell your friends and spread the word, post this on your Facebook? There's no advertising except for referrals. And it all started with me wanting to serve my best friend. Like, if I could teach her and support her, how could I do that? And then those five women turned into 10 women, turned into 15 women. And So we'll see where it all goes. But that's how I did it.
You make it sound like it flows and it's easy. And I know that it has been very challenging at points, because starting a business and asking for money and getting out of our heads is a very challenging point of growth that we have to go through when we enter into this world. Karina, you started with your pro bono clients inside of the course, which is awesome. I think a lot of people think of moving through the practicum in the course or moving through your pro bono work as just like practice, one and done, we're checking a box. But what a lot of nurse coaches are starting to realize is that when you take your practicum very seriously, and when you are serving and supporting those pro bono clients to your highest degree possible, and that's just your highest degree possible where you're at, right? Because you are a student and you are learning. But even at that level, you're getting these clients to a place where they have experienced coaching, they understand coaching. And if you are willing to then make that proposal and say, hey, I would be happy to keep working with you, our pro bono sessions are over, but here's how much I charge and I'd love to keep working with you. Very often, those are the very first people to say, I would love to do that. Oh my goodness, yes, please don't leave me hanging and without coaching now that I've gotten a taste of this.
Yeah, and that's what it is. We're leaving them hanging. If you don't set up a proposal for your clients and give them the agency to say no, I mean, that doesn't feel good. That can't, if you could imagine how that would feel if somebody was supporting you and then all of a sudden was like, thank you, goodbye.
Yes.
You know, at least give them the agency. I also knew that I wanted to turn this into a business. I knew this was my way out of traditional healthcare. At least I hoped, right? That was the thought. So like, let's pull off the Band-Aid and just do it. Ask for money and see what you don't know until you ask.
And then people say yes. And you're like, okay, this is possible. Clearly, you have been bold. You have been brave. You have practiced your skill to be able to make these proposals and receive those yeses.
And it's an alignment. I mean, a yes is a yes, and a no is a no, and a not right now is a not right now. And like the acceptance of that is just like, okay.
Yeah, there's none of the pushy, there's none of the icky sales tactic, like all of the stuff that I feel that nurses and new nurse coaches are kind of afraid of in business is like that ickiness, right? Like, well, how am I going to ask for money? How am I going to sell people? When you do it in this way that is not focused on the money, but it is focused on serving, supporting, being in alignment, as you said, it flows. It's peaceful. It's easy. It's almost doing a disservice to not ask someone for money and to make that proposal to work together. And then when you get a yes, it's just like that confirmation over and over again.
Yeah. And just to speak to that ickiness, like that was a huge thing for me. Like, we don't sell our services. Insurance pays for our service. Nobody shows up to my office and I don't bill them. They're not paying me. But I'll just say to that, if you don't have it in you to be icky and salesy, you will not come off icky and salesy. That is an experience, right? That is something you've experienced somewhere along the line with a AC repairman or something. You know what I mean? That is something that you're working through. But I had those thoughts, you know, like, and they just aren't true. They just aren't true thoughts. I don't have it in me to be an icky salesperson. So what part of me thought that I was going to be an icky salesperson? I don't know. But it's such a common thought, I think, for nurses. We are used to providing free care. So anyways, it's not really free. That's why I'm pausing there. It's not really free. The healthcare system is
But we're not the ones having those conversations about money, right? All happens on the back end. So I think it's natural for nurses that it doesn't feel comfortable at first. But what you are shedding some light on is that when you are authentic, when you are in alignment, it can feel natural. It can feel good to talk about money, to ask for money, to shape your coaching packages in a way that's really going to allow someone to do powerful work and to invest in themselves. It's like giving them the gift of being able to invest in themselves while also letting you earn a really great income so that you can continue showing up every day, being confident, being strong, being empowered, and being the best you can for your clients.
With freedom. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what we're all looking for.
So what does freedom look like for you?
You're going to be like, well, I didn't know this about you. So I live half my time in Pennsylvania and half my time in San Diego, California. My husband retired from the Navy in December. One of the driving forces also was, how can I work in both places? Now, I'm what's the word? certified in both states. Like, I do have my license to practice in California and my license to practice in Pennsylvania, but I never got a job because I'd only be out there certain weeks at a time visiting. And when he retired, we didn't sell the condo. And I was like, I'd like to be full-time in my coaching practice because I can do that from anywhere. So now we'll be heading back to San Diego in November for the winter, and I won't be working my NP job. It is a contract job that I have. So I can disappear for 2 months at a time and come back. So this job allows me the flexibility to live bi-coastally. I'll still be doing my Mindful Leader program, still be coaching. That's the only thing I do when I'm in California is personal growth. I spend a lot of time at the beach, a lot of time in yoga, and I coach. And then I come back to Pennsylvania and I do my contract job and I coach. So it allows that. I just came back from 3 weeks in Europe. It allows that. It allows me to create my own schedule. And I had just signed two clients in September, and I was like, and I'm leaving for September. And my brain was like, Karina, you just signed $3,000 packages with these ladies, and you're going to tell them, we'll go ahead and get started in a month. I'm going on vacation. And they each had one call before me leaving. We set it up. Everybody was just like happy for me. I live a much lighter life.
That's the thing about being a health and wellness coach, is that when you are taking care of your health and wellness, and when you're sharing that with your clients, they don't see that as a, oh, Karina's going on vacation and so she's not prioritizing me. They see that as, wow, there's somebody who's prioritizing themselves, their passion, who's doing their self-care. They're going to come back and support me so that maybe I get to be that person who goes on these long vacations and who takes care of myself in that way. I mean, it's walking the talk, right? It's role modeling exactly what it is that you're supporting your clients to be able to do.
And that's crazy because there was some inner work to do around that, right? Because I thought exactly what you thought, like, right? Now she's showing off. Now she doesn't care, right? I just gave her $3,000 and she's going on vacation. Nobody thought that. And yeah, you just put it into words what I'm experiencing.
And I think the other part of this freedom is that, you know, you're talking about having clients here and having clients there. But at the end of the day, when we look at how you're setting up your practice, it's also not like when you're in the role of a nurse practitioner, in order to have a full practice, you probably need to have a lot of patients lined up, like so many patients, and you only get 10, 20 minutes visits with each of them. You got this revolving door kind of circle that's happening. But inside of a nurse coaching practice, I mean, you laid out your pricing structure. So let's look at the longest package with the 12-month package, and that's $12,000 for the year. Doesn't mean that everybody always starts at 12 months. A lot of people start at 3 or at 6, and then they end up re-signing and getting to 12. But let's say we're only looking at the 12-month clients. With your 12-month clients, for $12,000 a year, you need only be working with, serving, supporting, loving on 10 individuals, 10 clients to make well over six figures a year as a nurse coach. I think people forget that having that perspective, it's not even difficult to find 10 clients. Like 10 clients will be for you, your referrals, knocking on your door, your word of mouth, being like, hey, hello, when can we start working together? So I just think when we can keep that perspective on the financial stability, on how you can now travel and be remote, like, yes, that's freedom. That I feel it, girl. I feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a low point as far as income this summer. I took May off to do some like deep dive inner work. Like I knew something was bubbling. So I was like, I'm just going to pause. And then I came back and was like, well, now I don't have any income from coaching. And then I was like, whoa, who cares? Like the freedom that I just had to go to the desert and do what I needed to do for my personal growth that is only going to benefit my clients as I help them dig deeper. Like there was a moment of, well, now, you know, what about the money? But it was like, that's not what this is about. I needed the freedom and that's what it afforded me. And then the money came, you know, the money was there, the money paused and now the money came. And so it's not for me just about money because I can get paid in freedom. Like that's, you know, people are probably thinking like, oh, freedom doesn't pay the bills, but like the money will come. It'll come. Like just
freedom doesn't pay the bills, but freedom does pay your health, your wellness, your your overall well-being, these most incredible dividends. And then when you get that, and when you are growing, when you are feeling fulfilled, what happens? You're able to show up differently. You're able to reach out to clients. You're able to make those proposals from that place of alignment. And then that's when things start happening. And that's, as you said, that's when the money comes in. And again, I think you and I are totally on the same page. Success is not all about money, but money is important because money does allow us freedom. So I really, really appreciate you being willing to speak to this in kind of this like nitty gritty way, talk about the numbers. I know that this is going to be really eye-opening and really inspiring for a lot of our listeners.
Good. I'm happy to. Happy to share it.
Well, Karina, I cannot appreciate you enough for spending this time with me. Before we wrap things up, is there anything else on your mind or on your heart that you want to share with our community here?
I think I would just say, if you're feeling called to do it, do it.
And what's the it there?
Oh, join the collective. Join the collective. Yeah, if you're feeling called, if you're feeling called into coaching for whatever reason, nurses are intuitive. We do a lot of work based on intuition. So if there is this part of you that is pulling you in to coaching or to the collective, trust that. It supported me in the, I don't want to say it changed my life. It supported me in the life changes that needed to happen for me. So that's it. Like if you're feeling called to it, just do it.
Karina, thank you so much for spending this time with me. I know that your words are going to resonate with and inspire the nurse coach, exactly who needs to hear them. They will, and they will be moved. And I will talk to you very soon, my friend. Keep us posted on what's next.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to nursecoachcollective.com, where you can start your journey to becoming a nurse coach and get in on the most transformative specialty in nursing.
Create more freedom and fulfillment in your career and connect with some of the coolest nurses on the planet. We've got our free training and tons of resources to help you get started. So go to nursecoachcollective.com.
That's nursecoachcollective.com.